We are on the, I think let's start from the way bottom of Pev up on the base. We'll just start from the mission again so we get ourselves acquainted. So the mission says as follows. Bas Yisrael Shanisei Slakoin. So Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, Tochal, Betruma. So she's allowed to eat Truma, even though she wasn't allowed to eat Truma before. But because she's married to a Kohen, so now she's allowed to eat Truma. Mace Velohi Menibain. So he dies. The Kohen, and she still has she has a son remaining from this Kohen, a Kohen's son. Tochaba Truma, so she's allowed to eat Truma. Why she's Truma? Because on account of her son, right? That we know. Okay. Nisei Salevi, so now she goes ahead and she marries Salevi, a second marriage. Tochaba Meiser, so now she's allowed to eat Meiser on account of the new husband. Look at Rashi. Rashi is Tochaba Meiser, Velo Betruma. The Hadar Havizara, right? In her new marriage, now she became Azara to Truma, so she can eat Meiser, but she can no longer eat Truma. Okay, Mace, now the Levi husband passes away, Vallahi Menuben, and she had a son from the Levi husband, so she has a Kohen son and a Levi son. Tochava Meiser, at that point now she's able to eat Meiser, but she again continues to not eat Truma, even though she has a son who's a Kohen. Because even though she was, you know, connected into the Kohen family by her husband and then her Kohen son, once she then subsequently marries a Levi, she's sort of kicked out from that zone, and she now only eats Meiser, not Truma. Okay. Nisei to Yisrael. Now she has the third marriage, and she marries Yisrael. Lo socha lo, but Truma v'lo Meiser. She doesn't need either Truma or Meiser. And we'll have to see, right? This is assuming that Yisrael doesn't eat Meiser, you know, like we talked about last time. Okay, Mace, and that's now the Yisrael husband passes away. V'lahim eniben, and she has a Yisrael son from this man. She now has three sons. A Kohen son, a Levi son, a Yisrael son. Lo socha lo, but Truma v'lo Meiser. She doesn't eat from either. Fine. But then Mace benam Yisrael. What happens if son number three passes away? Tochaba Meiser. So she goes back one, right? And she eats, she can eat Meiser now because now she has a Kohen son and a Levi son, no Yisrael son. The Yisrael son was the thing that was holding her back from being able to eat, Meiser. Okay. Meis Benami Levi. And now if the second son, the Levi son, passes away, Tochaba Truma, because now all she has left is a Kohen son. So now again, she's kind of reinstated and at that point now is able to eat Truma. Mace benami be Kohen, and now what after the first son passes away too? Lo socha, lo mitruma, v'lo b'meiser. Then she doesn't need truma or meiser. She goes back to being her regular Bas Yisrael self. Fine. So that's one set.
I guess we assume that it's chronological, right? Like whichever one happens first.
Yes. Right. Yes,
you're going to see. Kohen, Levi, Yisrael,
so you're going to see what's going to happen in the next case of the Mishnah. It's clear that the order matters, right? She comes in first as a Bas Yisrael. She marries the Kohen. She's in for Truma, and then subsequently she gets kicked out. Yes, correct. You're going to see that the order makes a difference. Yeah, fine. Okay, so then let's go to the next case. So Bas Kohen Shanisei to Yisrael. Right, so now you have a Bas Kohen that is always eating Truma. Now she marries a Yisrael. So what happens? Lo socha b'truma. She can't eat Truma because of her new husband. Mace v'lohi meniben. If he dies and she has a son from him, lo socha b'truma. So she doesn't eat Truma, right? Because she was kicked out of Truma once she married Yisrael. Now what happens? Nisei to Levi. She marries a Levi. Tocha b'meiser. She can eat Meiser. Mace v'lohi meniben. And then he passes away and she has a son from him. Tochaba Meiser, she can continue to eat Meiser because, again, that was her original, because she was already eating on account of the son. Okay. Nisei Tzla Kohen, and now she goes out and she marries a Kohen. Tochaba Truma, now she can eat Truma. Meis V'lahi Meniben, Tochaba Truma, right? So, and he passes away, the husband passes away, she can still eat Truma, right? So, pause there for a second. If you stop at that moment, you have the woman in case one and woman in case two, they both were married to a Kohen Levi in Israel. Both Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael have all passed away, and she has children, son from Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. Case number one, we said, can't eat Truma, can't eat Meiser. Case number two, we just said she can eat Truma. What happened? The difference is?
The order.
Exactly. Very good. Okay. Good. So continues the mission. Mase bina mi kohen. So if the kohen son passes away, lo socha b'truma. Now she can't eat truma anymore. Mase bina b'levi lo socha b'meiser. Mase bina b'Yisrael chavzeres lebeis avia b'alzuri nemar. So she was a bas kohen. Remember. So the kohen son passes away, she's out from truma. The Levi son passes away, she's out from meiser. And then the Yisrael son passes away too. All of a sudden now she goes back. Right? She goes back to her father's house.
And
the difference is that she herself was a bas kohen. That's the difference. Uh-huh. One case, but the Rishon really point out it's much more an issue of order than it is about the fact that she's a bas kohen per se. Mase benami Yisrael chazeres lebe savia v'alzur nemar v'shava al be savia kinureha yilechem avia tochal. Right. So the pasuk says that she goes back to her father's house and she's allowed now to eat from her father's house.
Takes into account the children themselves, who theoretically are allowed to eat truma and meiser. Now, presumably. Are we saying that because she's not allowed, they follow her?
We have not said that.
Okay.
We have not said that. Right now, the only person we have talked about is her status, correct? Okay. Not the status of the kids, right? Like the case where we assume that she has a Cohen son, but she's still out.
Right.
I would be surprising to say that the Cohen son can't eat truma, because of her. But we'll have to see. Fine. So says the Gemara as follows: Mase bina mi Levi. Right, if her son from the Levi passes away, tochal b'truma. Right, she's allowed to eat truma. Why? Da hadra achla mishum bina. Because now she continued to eat because of her son, meaning because of her Kohen son. Right. If you look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Dehadra acha mishum bina de katani masnisin gabe bas Yisrael mase bina mi Levi." Tocha b'truma b'shvil b'na, right? That she's at the truma because of her Kohen son. So the question is, minalan, how do I know? Look at Rashi, what do you mean minalan? Minalan, the zara ha'ocheles b'shvil b'na v'nises lezar umeis shechozeres ve'ocheles. How do we know that if she was originally, right, a zara, right, and she was eating on a truma on account of her son, right, and then she marries, right, again, this woman was married to a Kohen, And then he dies, and she has a Kohen son, so she's still eating truma, and now she marries a Levi, right? And all of a sudden, she's no longer allowed to eat truma, but if the Levi would pass away, and this Levi son would pass away, she goes back to eating truma again. So how do we know that? How do we know that happens? You were a Zara, and you ate truma because of your son, and then you married a Zar, and then you were out from truma, you can go back in. Right? How do I know that it goes back and forth? So how do we know this is true? So back to the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav, Bas Ubas, right? Because the pasuk says, Rashi has it there, Ubas Kohen Kisiye Amana Ugrusha, right? The halacha is what happens when a Bas Kohen becomes an Amana Ugrusha. So the halacha is that she's allowed to go back to eat truma from her father's house, right? So it could have just said Bas Kohen. It doesn't say need to say Ubas Kohen. The fact that it says Ubas Kohen, the extra vav, so that. That's left available for that drasha. There's darshan that even if she had married a czar and was out and was eating on account of her son, she can come back in. Okay, and it says Gemara Kaman, who's that like Rabbi Akiva, the darsh vave. That's Rabbi Akiva who darshan's vavs, right? Rabbi Akiva darshan's extra vavs and uses them for drashas. Okay, so says Gemara, not even just Rabbi Akiva, a few of the tamer rabbanon. Kula ubas kra yaserehu. The truth is, you don't need to darshan the vavs. The whole word ubas is extra. And Rashi explains it. Kula kra ubas yaserehu. The pasuk says, "Dichsiv le'aminei ubas kohen kisiyeli ish zar." The pasuk talks about, earlier, if a bas kohen marries a non kohen, but she doesn't need him anymore, etc. And then the v'samachlai, and right next to that same pasuk is ubas kohen kisiyeli amana. The pasuk says, if a bas kohen becomes an amana. Meaning, you didn't have to say ubas kohen again. You just said the case was. The topic of our conversation, the subject of the psukim was bas kohen, right? It was bas kohen who marries an ishzar, and then the next conversation is, and what would happen if she became an amana? So you don't need to say ubas kohen again, right? So umatz lemichtav v'chisiyeh amana grusha v'ani yadana the bas kohen mishtai. to Hamina Salik. That's what we're talking about. So I would know that anyways. So even according to the Rabbanim, who aren't Darish Vavs, nevertheless, this language of Ubas Kohen is extra, and again, it comes to include this case. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan, Kishihi Choseres, Choseres Latruma, Veina Choseres Lechazeh V'Shok. We've seen this concept before. Right, so that when she goes back, yes, I understand she's going to go back and she's going to now eat truma, but even though she's going to eat truma, she's still going to be disqualified from the chazay and shok, right? The parts of the korbanos that are given specifically to the kohanim. She's not going to get that, okay? Even though she's, you know, back in kohen land and eating what kohanim eat, the chazay and shok, she's not going to eat, okay? Yeah, look at Rashi just for a second. Kishi Choseres. Rashi says, Akrakai. And we're talking about this pasuk, Ubas Kohen Kisiya Amana Grusha, Vizera Einla. Right? The whole pasuk says she becomes an Amana and she doesn't have any children, so she goes back to her father's house. Kishi Choseres, La Beis Abia, Choseres La Truma. Ava Ochelas Bishvil Bana, De Masnis, and Choseres Af La Chazay Vashok, Kedar Mala Kamas. But we're going to see later when we talk about the case of the only thing Rashi is pointing out is this is the case of a Amana Grusha who has no children, goes back to her father's house. So that Amana Grusha goes back to her father's house because she had no kids. She's the one who can go back, but she doesn't. She goes back just for Truma, but not the Chazay and Shok. That's actually the drasha we saw earlier. What's different is the case of the woman who was already married and had a son, and goes back, you know, because of the son. So that she's going to go back even for Chazay and Shok. Fine, so we'll see. But the bottom line is the point is to clarify the case. The case is the regular Amana and Grusha. She's a Bas Kohen, she married Yisrael, he passed away, she goes back to her father's house. That's the end. In that case, she goes back for Truma, not for the Chazay and Shok. Okay, so back on the Gemara, Amr of Chista, Amr of Vina, Bar Shila, Mikra, how do I know? What's the Pasuk? He betruma Sakodashim, Lo Socha. So because the Pasuk says, she betruma Sakodashim, Lo socha b'muram mina kadoshim lo socha. I mean, what's the language of trumas hakadoshim? Why do you have to tell me that? The point being, things that are taken from the kadoshim. Right? If you look at Rashi says b'muram mina kadoshim chazei v'shok midahav ematz lemichlav b'kadoshim. Or just say b'kadoshim lo socha. Why muram b'kadoshim? Right. So because of b'trumas lemuram hudas. Right. Come teach me things that are removed, things that are taken from kadoshim. So things I've taken for kachim, that refers to the chazay and shok. Fine. So good. So Rav Nachman Amar, Rabba Baravua, mi lechem v'lo kol lechem. Right. So the other way to darshan it is no, because the pasuk says mi lechem avia hu sochal. He's sochal, so mi lechem v'lo kol lechem. Prat lechazei v'shok. I say mi lechem from the food. Point is from the food, not all the food. So there's certain things that she's being excluded from. Okay. So maskef l'Rami Barchama. So Rami Barchama is not so happy. So he's as follows. Maskef l'Rami Barchama ema prat lehafar sedarim. Maybe mi lechem just comes to exclude hafar sedarim. What do you mean? How's that? How does lechem have to do with hafar sedarim? So the point being that just like the look at Rashi. Rashi says if aima prala first time it's all the way down, like a lot further down on the right side. Veima prala first and darm still in the skinny lines, like 10 lines up from the bottom of the skinny lines. Velo sema kiheche del inyan truma hadra lemilsa kamaisa tihadunaim of the inyan darm. Meaning maybe she also doesn't go back in terms of there are other things that when you go back to your father's house that you're excluded from, right? So she was no longer able to eat her father, you know, the father's truma in the same way before. So maybe when she goes back, the thing that's different is not that she can't, now she gets truma back. But maybe the idea, right, in general, that a daughter, her father's made for her nedarim, she makes the net and the father finds out, he can, undercut it before it ever takes place. Maybe that's what this means, right? That she can go back to truma, but she can't go back to hafaras nedarim. What does that do with food? Point being, if she would make a neder, right, I'm not going to eat my father's food, let's say, right? So he can't be made for that neder anymore, right? So that would be mi lechem, not la kol lechem, because if she would take a neder having to do with his food, so he is not able to nullify that neder, right? That would be like the chiddush of the pasuk. I mean, the point being that hafaras nedarim doesn't seem to be included in food, So mi lechem is a funny thing to say having to do with food. But the point is that there could be. She could take a neder that involves his, you know, eating from his house. And if she would do that, she's excluded from that. Right? She would actually be, the neder would be chal, as opposed to a regular daughter who makes a neder that the father's able before, if he finds out about it, can be made for the neder ahead of time. So maybe that's what mi lechem comes to teach. Nothing to do with chazein shom. So amarava, no, it can't be. Kfar paska, we already passed in this already. Tana debe Rabbi Shmuel, the Tana debe Rabbi Shmuel, the neder amana grusha yakum aleha. And if an amana grusha makes a neder, it's yakum, it's fulfilled. How do I know? Ma tam lomar, what does this come to teach me? Ba'lo motza michlal av, umotz michlal bal. Right? Why is that a chiddush? That's obvious. She's no longer in her father's house, no longer in her baal's, in her husband's house. And because the husband also can be made for a neder. So ella hare she masra av l'shluchei habal. Basically, she's been sent to become married to a new husband, right? So she leaves the father's house, and he sends her with a shliach to go marry a new husband, right? Vinis armala, and then before she even gets there, the husband passes away, onis garsha, or she gets divorced, meaning that it was like kiddushin taking place, but not nisuin. So she's left the father's house, but they make this case kind of dramatic. It doesn't have to be that he was like literally sent, but she's. But the point is that she's already been done kiddushin with the new husband, but he hasn't yet had a nisuin, and she becomes an amana or a grusha, right? Baderech, on the way, right? Heich ani koriba base avia shalzu or base baila shalzu. Which one is she? Is she? If she makes a neder, can her husband can't nullify it? Can her father nullify it? El lomarcha kevin sheyatz sha'achas mirshusav shuv enu yachal lehafir. Right, you see from there that the moment once she's left her father's house, even for a moment, he's no longer able to be made for the neder. So the point is, the bottom line is that drasha, neder amna grusha yakum aleha. Right, so that seems to have told me already, right, that she's not able to that her father's nedarim is out when she left the father's house. So that's not going to be. So milechem shouldn't be coming teaching that. She should be coming teaching this din of chazen shok, and we'll stop here and pick it up tomorrow.